Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. Jesus gives his disciples a parable and he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." There are two things that really stand out to me about this parable as I try to understand it. One is, I think about the impact that Jesus has had on history. I mean, think about it. Here's Jesus, born of a humble beginning, born in a manger. He says, "I came not to be served, but to serve." He doesn't come with power and pomp and circumstance, even though he has power, right? But he humbles himself. And takes on a lowly form of a servant. And you think about, though, the impact that his life had. He's only in ministry for 3 years. At 30 years old, he went into ministry for only 3 years. Now, you think about it, you know, people like Socrates, who taught for 40 years, and Plato for 50, and Aristotle for 40, and yet Jesus only taught for 3, and yet his influence and impact was greater than all those 3 philosophers combined. No one has influenced the world like Jesus. He's a best-selling author of all time. And yet, he comes to you and I and says, "I'm going to give you a chance to have influence, to have impact, to have meaning. I'm going to bring meaning and purpose to your life." And he creates us in his own image. Isn't that amazing? When I think about, again, the impact, you know, here's Jesus, you know, in a humble beginning. And yet, he's now the best-selling author of all time. He picks 12 ordinary people. Yes, there's one doctor, but just common, for the most part, fishermen that he chooses. And this band, this small band here, goes on to impact and influence the world in just crazy disproportionate ways, right? And you think about how that has gone on to shape history. You know, people talk about sometimes the things that people who have claimed to be Christians that have done wrong things, which of course, but that doesn't mean that Jesus authorized it or Jesus endorsed that. No, he's known as the Prince of Peace, right? But yet, in reality, when we study history unbiasedly and we look at the impact from that little seed, if you will, that mustard seed. Now, when I think of a mustard seed, by the way, I think of like a redwood seed or a sequoia seed, tiny, tiny little seeds, yet grows up in this huge tree that just, every time I walk in a redwood forest or sequoia forest, I'm just blown away by how big and huge it is. So that's what I think about when I think about this parable, tiny little seed. And again, think about the impact that Jesus has had. And you know what? Think about things like human rights. You know, just a few things throughout history that I'll point out. But when you think about the concept of universal human rights and equality, it comes exclusively from the biblical idea that all men are created in the image of God. When we understand this, at the basis of our understanding of humanity, that we're created in God's image, it gives us a whole different view on how people are treated. You know, you look at, you know, think about women. In ancient cultures, a wife was the property of her husband. Aristotle said that women are somewhere between a free man and a slave. And yet, you know, Tim Keller in his book, Reasons for God, states that it was extremely common in the Greco-Roman world to throw out new female infants to die from exposure because of the low status of women in society. Just sad. The church, though, forbade its members to do so. In Greco-Roman society, they saw no value in an unmarried woman, and yet, therefore, it was illegal for a widow to go more than 2 years without remarrying. But Christianity was the first religion to not force widows to remarry. And it could just go on and on. Slavery, you know, historians credit William Wilberforce as the primary force behind ending the international slave trade. 2/3 of the members of the American Abolition Society in 1835 were Christian ministers. Education, all but one of the first 123 colleges in colonial America were Christian institutions. In fact, even the University of Georgia, I'm a Georgia fan, a Bulldog fan, even it, I was reading the other day, one of the quotes when it was founded was about people being educated in the scriptures. Even that, I wish I could remember the quote. But, you know, a quote here from Harvard. Everybody knows Harvard University, right? They said, It was founded on this statement: let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well. The main end of life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is the eternal life, John 17:3. You know, compassion and mercy. You know, some of the greatest organizations like Salvation Army through the years has had a tremendous impact. Think about Mother Teresa and religious hospitals and churches. You know, think about all these things came about through this idea that we are created in God's image and that what we do down here on earth, we have to give account of. And that Jesus' message of caring for the least of them, compassion and mercy that we saw throughout his life, has impacted followers of Jesus ever since. And so again, think about this, a tiny little mustard seed that has grown up into this giant, I'm gonna call it a redwood or a sequoia. And then I think about the impact of that little seed can have in years of my life and how if we'll let it take root, if we'll let it plant, how it can change the course of your family tree. It can change the course of your life, but it's up to you and I. Will we remain in the branch? Will we allow that little seed to take root and change and transform our life? I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the possibilities. Yes, there's plenty of evil. God has given man a choice, but there's also a little mustard seed. And it's up to you and I. Will we step out in faith and will we believe and trust God to allow this little mustard seed to grow in our own life? Has the kingdom has grown here on earth since Jesus left? And there's a lot of work yet to be done, but I'm excited but a little mustard seed and how it can transform our lives. And so, you know, I pray that you'll find encouragement as well in this. Father, we just pray that you would help us to grow up, grow in our faith, to grow in our life, to be able to have an impact, to impact others, to serve others, to impact society as you would have us to do. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you can subscribe for notifications every day, and you can also view videos and other resources there. All right, now let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.